Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now!
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 6:12. This is Pensacola Right Now, News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Dark, wet roads. Be careful as you make it to the house. Thanks for allowing us to take the ride home with you today. You know, we've forgotten to do something this afternoon, and I just realized we totally have left out the Tate fans and their big game coming up Friday night in Jacksonville against Nice. A game that you will hear on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM and 1330 AM, Friday at 6. That's going to be a game.
Yes. And, man, I mean, Nice, they are the top-seeded team in their region. So, yeah, my goodness. Tate's going to have quite a tough game on their hands. But we're going to be there with them every step of the way.
I love it. I wonder how many fans, how large a group are going, or how many tickets do they allocate?
I got to tell you, if I were a Tate fan, I would consider going, because Tate football has been a disaster for years. So for them to have such a stark turnaround, so sudden that now they are in the postseason and they're facing Nice, which has been a talent factory, consistently a top team in the state. I mean, that's a huge moment for them.
Okay. If you're traversing the roads tonight, be extra careful braking distance. We'll be off. And also, you might be out there participating in the 40th Frank Brown International Songwriters Fest. That will be continuing through Sunday. The annual fest features songwriters at venues basically all the way from the Alabama line, some even into Alabama, through Northwest Florida. For complete event details, they make it easy for you. Just visit frankbrownsongwriters.com, and that will tell you everything.
All right. Also, wanted to touch on this because this was one of the top stories swirling around the country today. The former Massachusetts Air National Guardsman who admitted to leaking classified military documents has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. Jack Teixeira appeared in a Boston federal court today where a judge handed down his sentence for violating the Espionage Act. Prosecutors asked for the 22-year-old to receive 200 months in prison. They described his leaking of the sensitive info as one of the most significant and consequential violations of the Espionage Act in American history. Teixeira admitted to sharing the classified info with other users on the social media platform Discord.
You know, President-elect Trump, really a strong supporter of the cryptocurrency issues. Bitcoin, by the way, is on the rise following the re-election of Donald Trump. Fox's Jerry Willis has more on this trending story.
It's up 94% for the year. That's an incredible run. Look, the cryptocurrency and others are trading in line with market expectations of a Trump win. President-elect Donald Trump wants to adopt a more permissive stance toward cryptocurrency, eyeing a roster of industry-friendly candidates for key posts at the SEC. Now, the most important regulator to date has been Gary Gensler at the SEC. He's been famously anti-crypto, and Trump, who wants to make the U.S. the crypto capital of the planet, will replace him with someone friendlier. Now, while Trump in July promised to fire Gensler on day one of his second administration, he technically can't do that.
All righty, 6:15 on the nose here. Just in time for your first quick check at the roads and weather this hour, or at least as quick as I can make it. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Ready Whip. Topping off a dessert or swirling it into hot cocoa, Ready Whip is here to whip up some holiday cheer. Ready Whip is made with real cream, so pick up a can or two. Ready Whip, thank you very much. All righty, let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some backup still on I-110 if you're traveling northbound towards the North Davis Highway exit. It was very severe. Luckily, it has greatly decreased, but there is still just a little bit of issues present there. Also, a lot at the intersection of Palafox Street and 9 Mile Road. Be on the lookout for that. And outside of that, there's not too much holding you up at this time, thankfully. Very happy to report on that. As for the weather, 70 degrees, overcast skies still. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 74, low of 72. About a 20% chance of rain in the early half of your Wednesday. But as we get into Wednesday evening, those will greatly increase to about 80%.
6:17, News Radio 92.3. Changes are coming to the Pensacola Beach Entertainment Platform. Whiskey Joe's is closing on the beach boardwalk after November 27th. Specialty Restaurants Corporations, now they're the parent company of Whiskey Joe's, says to expect a new rebrand concept in March that will celebrate the best of Pensacola.
Really?
Yeah, so Whiskey Joe's is out.
All righty. President Biden reaffirmed the U.S.'s support of Israel while meeting with Israeli President Isaac Herzog at the White House today. The two leaders met for about an hour and discussed the ongoing conflicts in Gaza and Lebanon. Herzog had described the meeting as very productive, and he added that the Biden administration is committed to working until the last minute of their time in office to ensure the security of Israel. Their meeting came as Israel faces a U.S.-imposed deadline this week to improve the humanitarian situation in Gaza or risk restrictions on further security assistance.
If there's got to be a positive equation to the rainfall, it's this. The Christmas lights are on downtown Pensacola, and when you those lights fire up around the water base here, they're beautiful.
Yes.
Because you get that mirror effect there. This Christmas season, why don't you just pack up the kids for a night of just cruise down Palafox? You know, start up on Cervantes, head south on Palafox, go all the way down to Main Street, you know, and then do the loop.
Yeah.
And go back up. And I loved that. Do that as a kid. I know my family did that.
Yes.
We'd load up in the car and go look for. We would drive through neighborhoods and look at Christmas lights and
Chris,
things like that.
You took the words right out of my mouth because I was about to say, if you're thinking it's just lights, who cares?
Mm-mm.
As a kid, my parents did the same, and that is something you look back on.
Yeah, you know, here's a few maybe a family events. I want to put this out for the family here. Something you could feel safe in doing with everybody. Here's some events you might want to take in. The Palafox Holiday Market, of course, Pensacola's Winterfest, the Lighted Boat Parade. Now, I like that. Best place to get that is Sanders Beach.
I was about to say, don't point at me, man.
No, I was gonna go senior moment, Sanders Beach. Okay, that's a great place to catch the boat parade. The downtown Christmas parade, of course, the Ballet Pensacola, a traditional production of the Nutcracker. By the way, I think I will be in the downtown Christmas parade this year.
Really?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. That's last time I was in it was in 2009.
It's been a moment.
Yeah, so I'm ready to fire up the red again. Pensacola at Christmas is magical. Let's just fact that down. It's a special place, including special shopping nights, open houses, live music, holiday experiences. You want to get in the Christmas spirit. Okay, put the Hallmark movie down for a minute or put it on the DVR and load the car with the kids and head downtown.
Yes. That's absolutely true. All righty, 6:19, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, we got some numbers showing some updates on people dying trying to cross the border. Got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Is your house making you sick? Learn about the hazards lurking in your home that can affect your health due to high humidity levels and excess moisture. High humidity levels and excess moisture inside the home are the leading cause of insect infestation, mold, mildew, musty odors, and fungi, which can result in making you sick. Condensations on windows and vents, blistering or peeling paint, and cupping of hardwood floors are all signs of high humidity levels and excess moisture. Learn more tomorrow at 9 on Pep Talk with Lisa Murphy from Southern Climate Solutions.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include 2x Tuesday, 6 free shrimp added to the 6-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimptastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Change.
positive change is happening all around us. Greater Pensacola is growing. And that's why I joined the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join us. The Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. We believe local businesses are the cornerstone of a great community.
I will be right by your side.
Women can have it all, including heart attacks. But symptoms like jaw pain, nausea, unusual fatigue, dizziness, and backache are often different and more subtle than for a man. The fact is, heart disease is the number one killer of women. Know the signs. Learn more at GetHeartChecked.org. From Women's Heart Alliance, in partnership with Women Heart.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Open up your eyes, then you realize here I stand with my everlasting love. Need you by my side, girl, to be my bride. You'll never be denied. Everlasting love from the very start.
623 News Radio 92.3. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, and man, you don't get much better than ever in an ending love.
Yeah. Carl Carlton's version.
Of course it is.
His is my favorite personally.
And that is, I believe locally, I believe Papa Don Schroeder had something to do with that song as well. I think he produced that song.
Really?
Yeah. So anyway, that's a biggie. That was a real biggie.
All righty.
Hope you're having a great Tuesday afternoon. Thank you so much for having us on today. You know, Austin, here's one. Do you play golf, first of all?
No, I do not.
Okay, we got something in common. I don't either. I tried.
I tried.
But
I failed.
I spent more time looking for balls than I did shooting the ball straight. So anyway.
That's relatable.
I just now am in a very appreciative mood and watching people that know how to play golf to watch them.
All right.
Okay. But anyway, what I'm getting at, golf is the universal language. Can we agree on that?
Sure. I don't speak it well, but already.
All right. Teeing off, important negotiation. And doing it masterfully, South Korea's president is taking up golf to help his country's defense. He says they get more business done on a golf course. Well, Jonathan Savage has an explanation for us.
Golf and politics have a few things in common. Keep your eye on the ball, pitch just right, and avoid all the hazards, and you'll go a fair way to victory. Few politicians like golf as much as Donald Trump, and South Korea's leaders picked up a club for the first time in 8 years in anticipation of a possible round with the president-elect. Analysts say President Yoon Suk-yeol believes his country's security depends on striking a rapport with his American counterpart. President Yoon and President-elect Trump spoke on the phone last week, agreeing to meet in person before too long. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Wow. Well, that's wholesome.
Did he ever say if he was going to play with him or not?
I'm not sure.
I mean, either.
Trump would probably beat him if it's the guy's first time picking it up in 8 years.
That's when you say we're going to advance that story tomorrow.
Yes. Inquiring minds want to know, as you'd say.
We're going to advance it.
6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. And, man, I am so happy to say it will, in fact, be a quick check. Man, still got some issues on Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. And there's some of that congestion bleeding onto 9 Mile itself, but it's not a lot. As for the weather, 70 degrees, low of 70 tonight. So we have hit our peak, ladies and gentlemen. Tomorrow, high of 74, low of 72, 20% chance of rain early to start Wednesday. But as we get into Wednesday evening, it will spike to 80%. So if you're taking a midnight stroll on Wednesday night for whatever reason, first of all, be safe, have mace with you, but also have an umbrella.
There's a Prime commercial where in that commercial in some of the lines, and it goes, woo! I don't know if you've seen that. Or not. It goes, woo! When you hit that post there, I was ready to go, woo! Very, very inspiring. Speaking of inspiring, Pensacola Habitat for Humanity's Community Development Program received a boost to make critical home repairs possible for veterans. Gulf Breeze Will Do, a local women's philanthropic organization, provided a $10,000 grant for veteran homeowners in Gulf Breeze. 15% of Santa Rosa County residents, by the way, are identified as veterans. This project will ensure that our nation's heroes receive the assistance they need. Gulf Breeze Will Do is a group that funds nonprofits and initiatives serving the Gulf Breeze and the Pensacola Beach area.
All righty.
Nice. Now that's a nice story.
Yes, and it's a shame that I got to kill the momentum because I had hinted at this before the break. New numbers show that 44 people have died trying to cross the border into the San Diego sector over just the last year. The Voice of San Diego says, in addition to the deaths, more than 1,000 people were injured and more than 2,200 people had to be rescued by Border Patrol in the previous fiscal year. The causes of death include drownings and extreme hot and cold temperatures.
Will we classify that under buzzkill? Is that where that goes?
Yes, I would have to say so.
All right, I got one for you. To lead the world on an AI adventure under the Trump umbrella, one name comes to mind to do just that. Who do you think it is? Teresa Crowley has the answer.
ARI is an AI advocacy group, and Americans for Responsible Innovation is calling on President-elect Trump to name Elon Musk as special advisor on AI, saying he's uniquely situated to make America the leader on safe AI because they say he's both pioneered AI advancement and consistently sounded the alarm about AI potential risks. Musk has his own company, xAI, that's bringing developments to his Tesla electric cars. He helped found OpenAI and has since sued his co-founders, charging they abandoned their original mission of safe and transparent AI. ARI's mission is to advocate for AI in the public interest, seeking 10,000 signatures on their petition to the president-elect. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Yeah, I knew right away. And you're lucky. You got in just in the nick of time. You said, Therese Crowley, that's more. Because I was just about to say Elon Musk. That was my guess. Because it seemed like it seemed so fitting. But speaking of people that Trump is keeping in his circle, he is nominating former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee to be the U.S. ambassador to Israel. Of course, this broke earlier today. It's after reports that said that he had picked Florida Senator Marco Rubio as his Secretary of State and South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem as his Department of Homeland Security Secretary.
Not bad picks at all.
No, not too bad. Pretty stacked lineup.
Pete Hegseth has just been announced as the Defense Secretary. Of course, Pete Hegseth, Fox anchor, television anchor, very much of a patriot, very much of a loyalist. He'll be good for Trump. Investigation underway after 1.4 million Honda and Acura vehicles now have reported engine failures and complaints. The probe covers 2016 through 2020 Honda Pilot and Acura MDX, as well as the 2018 through 2020 Honda Odyssey and the Acura TLX, and includes the 2017 through 2019 Honda Ridgeline, and Honda confirming connecting rod bearings on vehicles with a 3.5-liter V6 engine had the possibility of failing, which can lead to a complete engine shutdown.
And the man accused of killing Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley wants a trial by judge. Riley was murdered while jogging on campus back on February 22nd, leading to Jose Ibarra's arrest on multiple charges. And today, in an Atlanta court, he waived his right to a jury trial and requested a trial by judge, which was agreed upon and will start Friday. He's an illegal immigrant, and the case touched off a political firestorm, with Republicans claiming that the murder was due to President Biden's failed border policies.
Okay, let me give you a real quick update for tropical activity around the Western Caribbean. Later heading into this weekend, forecasters are concerned. The targeted area, South Florida, Florida Keys, is impact points. We'll know more, they say, in the next couple of days. Give you a pinpoint area there. But we're keeping the watch on.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, who leaked classified Pentagon documents for over a year, has been sentenced to 15 years in prison. U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy.
Today, Mr. Teixeira has paid a very heavy price for the laws he broke and for the incredible damage that he caused.
The 22-year-old was arrested last April and pleaded guilty in March. The leaked documents included details about Russia's war in Ukraine. President-elect Trump wants to sign a controversial executive order that could cost hundreds of thousands of federal employees their jobs.
Trump's executive order would reclassify tens of thousands of federal workers as at-will employees, making it easier to fire and replace them. Known as Schedule F, Trump issued the order in 2020. President Biden rescinded it.
That's Fox's Rich Edson reporting. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Activist investor Elliott Management has a $5 billion-plus stake in Honeywell, and it's pushing the group to break itself up into two companies. Elliott believes that Honeywell should split along its two primary business lines, aerospace and automation. On Wall Street, stocks were lower today. The Dow fell 382 points, and the S&P and NASDAQ were both off slightly. 23andMe today reporting declining revenue in its most recent quarter, a day after the company says it will cut 40% of its workforce and shutter its therapeutics business as part of a restructuring plan, according to CNBC. Meanwhile, Pfizer is reportedly mulling the sale of its hospital drugs unit as the drug maker continues to face pressure from activist investor Starboard Value. U.S. crude oil futures for December are around $68 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Sleeper. A Blitz product. Just download the Sleeper app today. Must be present in certain states. Visit Sleeper.com for details. The Chicago Bears fired offensive coordinator Shane Waldron today. And if Chicago has any clue what they're doing, they wouldn't bring back Matt Eberflus for another season. This offseason will be the biggest in Bears history. And Chicago must hire either Bill Belichick, Ben Johnson, or Mike Vrabel, or else they'll ruin Caleb Williams. I'm Zach Gelb. Football season is in full swing. Take full advantage by winning some cash with Sleeper Picks. Sleeper Picks is a fantasy game, but you could win real money. Just pick more or less than at least two of your favorite player stats. If you're right, you could win. You could pick up to eight players to win up to 100 times your money. Right now, Sleeper has a special offer. New users will have their first deposit match up to $1,500. So if you deposit $1,500, they'll give you an extra $1,500 in credit. If you already played, Sleeper's got discount to player projections every week of the season. Check in and see what they have this week. Download the Sleeper app now and use promo code BLOCK, and your first deposit will be matched 100% up to $1,500 in credit. What are you waiting for? Download Sleeper today and unlock one of the fastest-growing fantasy sports apps in the world. Use code BLOCK for up to $1,500 credit match on your first deposit. That's code BLOCK. Must be at least 18 years old in most states and in state where it is legal. Promo code, location, and other restrictions apply. See terms of use for details at sleeper.com. Please play responsibly. Call 1-800-426-2537 for help. Sponsored by Sleeper, a Blitz product.
What do zero down payment, zero security deposits, zero due at signing, and zero first month payment add up to? The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event at Beadmore Imports. Yep, all those zeros add up to savings. When you sign and drive a 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan or Taos, or the 2025 Volkswagen Atlas or Atlas Cross Sport, don't miss the return of sign and drive for the easiest way to lease a new Volkswagen for a full 36 months. And the best part? Volkswagen pays for your first month's payment. Plus, the 2024 Jetta SE is now on sale from $23,899. The 2024 Taos S, also from $23,899. And the 2024 Tiguan S, on sale from $27,899. It's the Sign and Drive sales event at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Book sales price and due at signing amount excludes tax, title, license options, dealer fees. No security deposit for well-qualified customers through VCI. Limited inventory available. Contact dealer for full offer details.
You don't have time for small sales, so we're going big. For one day only, you can get up to 50% off New South windows and doors. Just visit our showroom on November 16th and bring your window and door measurements for 40% off. Want that extra 10% off? Show your U.S. military ID or bring a Toys for Tots donation. Get New South windows and doors for up to half the price, in person only. November 16th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit newsouthwindow.com/50 to find a showroom near you.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2. Before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, the folks in Gainesville will love you for that one, I want to tell you.
Yes, they would.
They
Sorry.
Love TP, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think that, don't they always, is it,
going into the fourth quarter.
I was about to say, I think it's always going into the fourth quarter, they play Won't Back Down, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Gainesville, they do. They love them some Tom Petty.
Anyway, so thanks for the TP this afternoon. We appreciate that. Getting ready for SEC games coming up this Saturday. Yeah, we're going to chat with sports just for a second here.
It was a good segue.
And while we're talking about the Florida Gators and all, big game against LSU. They play it in the Swamp. Who's going to come out on that one?
I've got LSU winning. But it's tough to call because you summed it up perfectly earlier this evening. There's just no way of knowing what type of teams you're going to get for that game.
You don't know who's going to show up.
Exactly. So I'll take LSU, but whether they win by an inch or a mile, kind of up in the air.
Okay, Texas, Arkansas. That'll be a pretty good game as well.
Yeah, I hope Arkansas kind of comes to play for that one. I still got Texas winning, but I don't know. I thought Arkansas was going to show up for the LSU game, and they didn't. But they are also able to beat Tennessee. So in Fayetteville, that's kind of another one where it's like, you never know what the heck's going to happen.
Exactly. In the SEC, anybody can beat anybody on any given Saturday.
Especially this year.
Okay, ULM, Auburn.
Okay. Finally, an easy pick. Give me the Tigers.
Murray State, Kentucky.
An even easier one. Give me Kentucky.
Mercer, Alabama.
An even easier one. Alabama.
Missouri, South Carolina.
I'm going to take the Gamecocks, especially at home. I know Mizzou's riding high after their close win over Oklahoma, but South Carolina's just a better team right now. I think they're 6-3 on the year, something like that.
Okay, here's your game this weekend. Tennessee, Georgia.
I got to take Georgia at home, and I think that'll cause all the more chaos in the SEC. Because as I said, Missouri thinks they have a playoff hunt, being 7-2. I think they're 7-2 now, 7-2 or 8-2. I can't remember. Doesn't matter. Bottom line is, I don't think they do have a hunt. But then you've got Tennessee. If they lose to Georgia, it'll be a 2-loss team. Georgia's going to be a 2-loss team. Ole Miss is a 2-loss team. Alabama's a 2-loss team. My goodness, it's really getting deep.
New Mexico State versus Texas A&M.
Texas A&M.
And
that's another 2-loss team.
Yeah, we know that FSU has a bye week, so not worried about that. But, of course, Valdosta State and the Argos match it up in Georgia.
Yeah, that's going to be tough, especially on the road. But I have stuck to my guns on the Argos winning that game 32-30 in Valdosta.
And you can catch that game on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM and then 1330 AM.
Yes, absolutely.
And then the game that we want to talk about, the high school game, Tate taking on Nice in Jacksonville Friday night, 6 o'clock, and it's live on ESPN Pensacola.
And I also want to give, of course, just one more shout out to some of the other teams in this general vicinity that have made postseason appearances for this year. So that's Pace, Escambia, Niceville, no surprise there. Pine Forest, I believe, has as well. Jay has been phenomenal this year. I believe they're in their own bracket. So we've got so much talent, football talent in this area.
Yeah, that's the truth. One NFL quarterback will have to take a back seat following a season-ending injury. You probably know who this is already, but Jared Max in with the report.
Before he played his first game this NFL season, Dallas Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott signed a new contract for $240 million over four seasons. The rest of this season is over for Prescott, who has a partially torn hamstring and will have season-ending surgery in New York Wednesday. Cowboys owner and general manager Jerry Jones announced the news Tuesday morning. Prescott played in eight games this season, 11 touchdown passes, eight interceptions. The Cowboys have lost four games in a row and have a 3-6 record. Cooper Rush, who quarterbacked Dallas in Sunday's loss to Philadelphia, will be under center again next Monday night when the Cowboys host the Texans. Dallas also has rookie quarterback Trey Lance on the roster. Jared Max, Fox News.
Wow.
Will the Cowboys bring in some experience in that position?
I'm not sure, and if they do, I'm not sure whom. But I will say, I look at the Cowboys and something's got to give. Now, you can look at this and say, oh, well, come on, man. Dak got hurt. It's no big deal. You know, this stuff, these things happen. I get that. And I understand that Dak can be a statistically impressive QB. But how many more years is it going to be of just excuses for the Dallas Cowboys? I mean, you gotta do something.
Yeah.
You're terrible now.
It's called Jerry Jones step back and let somebody run the team.
That's been the talk for the last 30 years.
All right.
And he still hasn't gotten the clue.
Okay. Speaking of heads and not Jerry Jones' head, but NATO heads is what I'm talking about. Well, a lot of big-ranking people are warning Russia's growing alliances are a threat to the world. And Fox's Jonathan Savage has more tonight.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte warns members have to spend more on defense. He says it's a delicate moment for global peace as Russia builds alliances with China, Iran, and North Korea.
It threatens peace and security, yes, here in Europe, but also in the Indo-Pacific and in North America. So we must stand together.
Rutte's in France welcoming his host's commitment to hitting NATO's target of spending 2% of GDP on defense next year. He'll meet Secretary of State Antony Blinken at NATO HQ in Belgium tomorrow. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
You know, Chris, I have a confession to make. I'm guilty of being a fibber. You know why that is?
No telling.
Because late last hour, I said I was going to give our stock numbers, and I lied. I didn't, because there was just so much going on. Well, now it's on my mind, and here you go.
Dog, the floor's yours. Go right ahead.
Stocks are closing lower for a record run up on Wall Street. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 382 points to 43,911. The S&P 500 lost 17 points to 59,84, and the NASDAQ lost 17 points to 19,281. Now you know.
Do you feel better? That's the main point.
Yes. Weight lifted off my shoulders. I was afraid I was going to lose my job over that.
All right, 6:44, News Radio 92.3. Count the days, just about 10 of them left. The annual Fill the Mayflower Food and Fun Drive gets underway. Mark the calendar for November 22nd. Help fill the Mayflower truck this Thanksgiving season with healthy food for children, families, senior citizens, veterans, and individuals in need. Now, the event's brought to you by News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, with media partner WEAR-TV3, and gets underway in the parking lot of Cordova Mall, right there across from Ascension Sacred Heart. You know where we've been doing this for how many years? 3,500?
I've done it a couple times. I told you, I do appreciate the act of giving back, because you do. You actually see it happen. When we've made appearances there, you do see the people pull up. You'll see a line of cars, and they're all giving all this heavy stuff, and you see it get loaded up into that truck, and it does. It gives you – the best way I can describe it is a how the Grinch stole Christmas feeling, you know, your heart growing.
It makes me feel when they do that final kiss in the Hallmark movie.
Yes.
You get that kind of feeling going.
I am not surprised at all that you made that reference.
Yes.
All righty, 6:45. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather here. Let's see. We only had some issues on Palafox Street if you were traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Well, all of that congestion has almost entirely cleared out, so I'm very happy to say that there doesn't appear to be too much holding you up on the roads at this time. As for the weather, 70 degrees, high of 74 tomorrow, along with a low of 72. Wednesday is going to start with about a 20% chance of rain, but as we progress through into your Wednesday evening, those chances are going to severely spike to about an 80% chance of showers bleeding into Thursday.
You know, just a few minutes ago, we discussed the fact that I was going to be in two of the parades. We talked about being in the downtown Christmas parade.
Right.
But I'm also going to be in the Milton Christmas parade. That's scheduled December 7th. That's a long parade.
Yep. You're going to be leading the charge.
I am going to do the walking segment of that thing. I did it before. Why not? Let's do it again. I had a great time.
I've done
time.
It before. You're in better shape than I am.
Listen,
you got it.
Listen, man, I always have a good time. If you just so there's hot chocolate somewhere along the route. I'm in good shape.
Like a marathon when you stop for water.
Here, man, here's your hot chocolate.
You're just like, there's some marshmallows in this.
Listen,
keep jogging.
If you want to participate in this, and it's a fun event, a mandatory staging meeting will be scheduled December 3rd at the Community Center. That's over on Byram Street in Milton. Let me give you the address. Okay, 5629 Byram Street in Milton. Backup date for the event. See, they're already thinking ahead of this thing.
Yep.
Saturday, the 14th of December. But we're going to roll Saturday, December 7th in Milton. And, man, I love it up there.
Yeah, just in my time working in promotions just for a couple of years, having to do parades seasonally, we've learned that sometimes these have to be delayed, or sometimes it starts raining halfway through, or sometimes it has to be canceled entirely. So yeah, congratulations for actually thinking of a substitute date, because it's pretty hectic.
You know, the last time I did it was 2009 with this radio station.
Wow. I was how old was I then? 8 years old.
That's crazy. And I remember that Christmas. It was like sub-zero. It was so cold.
Man. Well, and you know, I'd kill for cold days like that.
Whoa. If you're walking that parade, I'm not wishing for that.
That's true. But I drive like the truck in the parade sometimes.
Okay, so I can already tell you.
So I'll be in the heater.
I can already tell you're breaking down here. You're getting in the holiday spirit. I can tell. This is good. Here's what I want to pass on to you.
All right.
This holiday season, remember the animals. Shop with your heart this upcoming holiday season. If you're thinking about giving an animal as a special gift, put a lot of thought into it.
Right.
And make sure it's a fit. But Jill Nato over at Fox, she has a bit of information she wants to share with you.
Take a pause.
The ASPCA is asking you to shop with your heart, hoping you'll buy animal products that were raised humanely.
More than 90% of the billions of pigs and chickens and cattle in our food system are raised on what are called factory farms. These are gigantic, filthy warehouses crowded with tens of thousands of animals.
That's the ASPCA's Daisy Freund, who says they've developed a website to help you shop humanely.
On the Shop With Your Heart website, you'll find, for example, a label guide that explains the claims you're seeing on meat and eggs and dairy, so you don't waste money hoping for better farming practices and ultimately just getting repackaged factory farm products.
You'll also find lists of grocery stores and farms selling meats and other goods that are welfare certified products, meaning they've been raised in pastures or free of antibiotics and the like. And Freund says it sends a message to food producers
that you don't want to support animal cruelty.
Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
I can definitely agree. You know, I told you before, Joanne and I cook all of our three little monsters, their food daily.
Yes, you have mentioned that.
I want to know what's going in those little bodies, man. There's so many just chemicals and things that are out there for people to consume because, oh, look, they're 25 cents cheaper.
Yep.
You pay for it in the vet bill, let me tell you.
Yes.
Down the road, especially the digestion aspect.
Well, and the thing is, we hear about... we'll hear people in society complain about cheaper foods being made more recklessly, you know, with chemicals or whatever. We hear that when it comes to food for us. Do you really think people wouldn't do that with food for dogs and so on?
Absolutely. And the gastro thing is with especially smaller dogs and getting those imperfect food particles in their body.
Right.
Tear them up, let me tell you.
Yeah.
And it gets expensive. So if you want to go that route, open up that wallet.
Yeah, but as you said, buy the more expensive food so you're not paying the expensive bills at the vet.
But that's not. But you know what I found, though? The most expensive foods, my dogs do. They're on Iams, okay? And then I make their own.
Yeah.
But I have put other food in their face, turn them up, move on.
Yep.
Very picky.
No, you will
get a sample before you buy the big bag.
You'll come across a picky dog. Yeah, you will. Just about 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we got a country music star being the victim of a smash and grab burglary in Nashville. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, start already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Everywhere you look, things are getting more expensive. So at Consumer Cellular, we're lowering the price for those 50 and up. Now you can get unlimited talk, text, and data for $30 a line when you buy two. That's just $60 a month for two unlimited lines. So if you're 50 and up, make the switch and save. Come on, you've earned this. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com today. Requires two lines of service, age validation, and credit approval subject to system and area limits, taxes, and other fees apply.
Hi, I'm Chad Pico with Affiliated Insurance. Are you missing out? 9 million people are now eligible for low-cost health insurance. For some, much lower. 4 out of 5 people pay $10 or less a month. Didn't qualify for assistance in the past year? You may now. Some people even qualify for plans as low as $0 a month. Why not you? Call 850-477-5840 to schedule an appointment with your Florida Blue agent today.
Policies have limitations. Health insurance from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Florida, Inc., DBA, Florida Blue.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price, as we are kind of in the animal genre, it seems like, this afternoon at this time. Hey, remember earlier in the week, it was last week, the end of last week, we were talking about those monkeys that escaped in Atlanta at a lab up there.
Yes.
Well, many of those monkeys have been recaptured, but some of them escaped from a facility. It wasn't Atlanta, it was in South Carolina, that breeds the animals for medical research. Well, some of them still on the loose. And Fox's Tom Rigotti has more news and updates on the monkeys.
Over 40 rhesus monkeys escaped from the Alpha Genesis facility in Umassi, about 50 miles northeast of Savannah, Georgia. Officials say most stayed close to the compound. Employees were able to spot the animals about the size of a cat and lure them back in with food. About a dozen are still at large. Alpha Genesis says the effort to recover all the monkeys will continue for as long as it takes. The company, federal health officials, and police all say the animals pose no risk to public health. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
All righty, just about 6:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Not much going on the road, so if you are being held up by something, it hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long. As for the weather, it's 70 degrees, which very rarely this happens, but that is our low listed for tonight. So it's as cool as it gets. Ooh, brr.
Well, it also touches the fact we might get some fog during the overnight hours.
That is true.
So you have to watch for that.
Yes. Wear your cardigans and have your windshield wipers on. Tomorrow, high of 74, low of 72. Starts with about a 20% chance of rainfall, but then as we get into Wednesday evening, that'll spike to about an 80% chance.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, the 40th annual Frank Brown International Songwriters Fest, of course, continuing through Sunday. The festival features songwriters at venues across the state, which brings to mind the Hall of Fame for Songwriters have announced their nominations. And Fox's Monica DeLuca has more on the story.
Eminem, Boy George, Sheryl Crow, Janet Jackson, The Doobie Brothers, N.W.A., and Alanis Morissette are among the nominees for the 2025 class at the Songwriters Hall of Fame. The hall annually inducts performers and non-performers alike. This year, non-performers include Walter Afanasieff, who helped Mariah Carey with her smash hit, All I Want for Christmas Is You. Mike Chapman, who co-wrote Pat Benatar's Love is a Battlefield, and others. Eligible voting members have until December 22nd to turn in ballots with their choices of three nominees from the songwriter category and three from the performing songwriter category. Monica DeLuca, Fox News.
She's mentioning some heavyweights here. Did you know?
Very diverse lineup as well. Doobie Brothers and NWA all in one.
Yes, it is.
But you know what? I'm glad that you brought that up because it is a segue to what I had hinted at before the break. Country star Michael Ray is the victim of a smash and grab burglary in Nashville. In a heated post on social media yesterday, he said, "Welcome to the new Nashville, where you can't even park your truck without someone breaking into it." He's not the only country singer who's been the victim of a crime in Music City. The Voice's Jay Allen was recently held up at a grocery store in East Nashville. Excuse me, The Voice, Jay Allen, recently held up grocery store in East Nashville. Said, "Man, my goodness, just can't catch a break in the Music City, I guess."
You know, it's funny because we used to do the same thing for folks coming to New Orleans. Somebody would move to New Orleans.
We used to break into their cars.
A week later, it would get stolen. And they would say, "Well, just go to the Claiborne." We called it the Claiborne Zoo. It's underneath the 10 freeway on Claiborne and Canal Street. That's where they hide the cars once they pick them up. So if you're ever over there and you want to find your car, that's where they can find it. But that's what kind of made
think of it as an initiation.
Well, kind of. Yeah, sure. Why not? The holidays approaching pretty quickly here, and for many people, you know, it already means they've already started buying gifts. Have you started?
Yes. No, I haven't bought anything.
Okay. I bought a couple already. Stuck them away. What are you, about a 1X something? No, I'm just...
I was about to say, man, I'm flattered.
Okay, 49% of consumers say the Christmas season already underway. For 15%, they intend to wait a little bit longer and begin their purchases next month. No matter when shoppers intend to buy those gifts, more than 25% say holiday shopping costs were looming over them. Making a budget, creating a gift list, and starting early are tactics that people can implement to aid them with affording their holiday purchases. I never put my gifts on a credit card, period. Never want to wake
Smart.
Up. Never want to wake up the next morning after Christmas going, "Oh my gosh, gosh, what did I do?"
All right,
you know what I'm saying?
Yesterday,
going, "Oh, what am I doing?"
Yesterday, we talked about Paramount and the hit show Yellowstone returning. Well, apparently, Paramount says that it notched its biggest debut audience ever on Sunday. The season 5 part 2 premiere brought in 16.4 million viewers. The numbers include CBS and 8 cable networks that aired the show and encores of it. The new episode marked the first without star Kevin Costner after he left the show to go film his Horizon films.
Yeah, with a whole lot of money in his pocket, too, as he
absolutely
made his way out there. Had a texter come, really let us in on this, how important it was about an hour or so ago. Talking about those CSX transportation railroad crossings in Escambia County, a big problem. The project allows crews to perform maintenance along those tracks. Each railroad crossing going to be closed for approximately 1 to 3 days, depending on the required work, or in this case, not only the required work, but weather depending. If the weather holds out, maintenance is expected to be completed in December. Traffic will be detoured during this time, and that is what we're finding from our texters this afternoon. Peeved texters this afternoon.
If every day turns out like that, it's going to be some long afternoons.
Yeah, having to do those detours. So do your due diligence. Maybe go by the railroad crossing that you intend to do, but check it out first and see if it's open or not.
Absolutely.
It might save you a little bit of time on Wednesday.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.